Hey, it's Ryan. Our colleague Amara Omokwe, who you've heard from many times as a reporter, will be hosting the show today. Here she is.
The UK has a new prime minister.
Liz Truss will be the next prime minister of the United Kingdom. Truss defeated former finance minister Rishi Sunak.
Liz Truss is a steely, energetic, libertarian, media-savvy conservative.
That's our colleague Max Colchester.
3 months ago, if you'd told me that Liz Truss was going to be the prime minister of Great Britain, I would have looked at you wide-eyed. I mean, this is not something that people saw coming.
Today, after a very British rain delay, Liz Truss made her first speech as prime minister.
Good afternoon. I have just accepted Her Majesty the Queen's kind invitation to form a new government.
But now she faces an immediate test. The UK economy is on the verge of recession, crippled by spiraling inflation, rising interest rates, and an energy crisis, which could see the cost of natural gas and electricity go up by roughly 80% for British households.
Britain is facing a huge economic shock. Her challenge is how to try and navigate that and keep the economy ticking over and ensure that people don't suffer too much.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Amara Omokwe. It's Tuesday, September 6th. Coming up on the show, the UK has a new prime minister. Will her economic plan work?
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Max, why does the UK have a new prime minister?
The UK has a new prime minister because the last one quit. Boris Johnson, who is a very famous politician, had to step down following a number of scandals.
Those scandals included partying during COVID lockdowns, which he was fined for by British police. On Tuesday, he gave his final speech in his typical quirky style.
Let me say that I am now like one of those booster rockets that has fulfilled its function, and I will now be gently re-entering the atmosphere and splashing down invisibly in some remote and obscure corner of the Pacific.
Johnson left big shoes to fill. He led his party to a huge election victory in 2019 and delivered on his promise to get Brexit done and take the UK out of the European Union. But after the scandals, members of Johnson's own Conservative Party rebelled against him, and he announced he would resign. This triggered an internal process within the party to find his replacement. Liz Truss was one of the politicians who threw her hat into the ring. So Liz Truss is now the UK's new prime minister. What can you tell me about her?
Liz Truss has been a member of the Conservative government since 2014. She rose to prominence really after the UK voted to leave the European Union in 2016. Liz Truss initially voted against that, but once Britain left or voted to leave, she quickly changed her tune and became a sort of figurehead for the Brexit movement. And then under Boris Johnson, she then went on to become Foreign Secretary, where she helped spearhead the UK's firm response to Putin's reinvasion of Ukraine, and that bolstered her reputation within the party as a no-nonsense, can-do operator.
And what do we know about her personal life?
She grew up as the daughter of left-wing parents, And she, as a kid, would go on anti-Margaret Thatcher protest marches, and Thatcher was a famous Conservative Party leader. So she was very much not a conservative, and it seems that she's gone on a radical conversion to conservatism shortly after that. Some people say, points to her being an opportunist, but she argues that actually this is just evidence that she, took time to consider her views and come to the conclusion that less state is good.
Max said from the start, Liz Truss wasn't an obvious choice for prime minister.
She's not a bombastic speaker. She gave this speech in 2014 about the merits of free trade, which became an internet sensation because it was an extremely stilted speech delivered in a fairly farcical way.
At the moment, we import 2/3 of all of our apples. We import 9/10 of all of our pears. We import 2/3 of our cheese. That is a disgrace.
And I remember I was with her on the campaign when she launched her campaign to become prime minister, and it was seen as a low-energy, lackluster event.
Through bold supply-side reform, we will cut taxes, helping businesses invest in their future. We'll tackle the cost of energy, and we'll control government spending.
But in this race to become prime minister, Liz Truss didn't have to impress the general public because they weren't voting for her. In the UK, if a prime minister resigns, then the party in power decides who the next leader will be. So in this competition, Liz Truss only had to win over a majority of the 170,000 people who pay to be members of the Conservative Party.
So those people are, on the whole, richer and older than the population at large. They're probably a little bit to the right of the population at large in terms of their conservative values. You talk to the members and they think very hard about who they're going to cast their vote for, in a way harder than one would at a normal general election, because they know that they have the responsibility for choosing the next leader of the United Kingdom, and there's only a few of them making that choice.
For this select few, the choice was between Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak.
Rishi Sunak, who was the Chancellor of the Exchequer under Boris Johnson and who effectively steered the country through COVID and then raised taxes to try and pay for that.
The most significant difference between these two candidates was their approach to tackling the biggest issue in the UK right now, its faltering economy. Sunak pitched himself as an economic realist who would provide the country with stability and continuity. He wanted to tame inflation before embarking on tax cuts. Here he is talking about it.
Now, when it comes to rebuilding the economy, I don't need to tell all of you, you know what the number one challenge is. It is inflation. And we've seen this story before. Inflation is the enemy that makes everyone poorer.
But Liz Truss had other ideas. She presented what she believed was an optimistic vision for the country, proposing big changes despite an uncertain economic outlook.
Liz Truss came out and said, no, it's time to do everything differently. We're going to cut taxes, we're going to shrink the state, we're going to change everything.
Now is the time to be bold. We cannot have business as usual economic management.
She announced that she would cut a payroll tax increase, which recently happened. She would not go ahead with a corporate tax increase that's planned for next year, and that she would cut certain levies on people's energy bills that pay for sort of green investment.
And at the moment, we've got the highest taxes for 70 years. That's why I believe in lower taxes to get growth going, to encourage businesses to invest. And that way, there'll be more money in people's pockets.
Liz Truss's optimistic plan won over the members of her party. 57% of them voted for her to be their new leader.
What does it say about this moment in the UK that the Conservative Party membership chose Liz Truss over the man who has been Chancellor for the past few years?
I think it speaks to that realization that something radical needs to change within the party and within government if they are to stand a chance of winning the next election. And I think Sunak was seen as the sort of managerial candidate who would continue things as they were. And they've opted for more of a wild card disruptor, which is ironic considering the country's already suffered huge disruption and probably needs less disruption. But they've opted for a disruptor to come in and try maybe one last throw of the dice to try and fix this.
But how will Liz Truss's disruptive ideas impact the country? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want when you retire? What if you outlive your savings? Empower knows these questions can be stressful, so they're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Tap the banner to learn more or visit empower.com.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
At the top of Liz Truss's to-do list as prime minister will be tackling the UK's economic crisis. The country is currently suffering from a labor crunch, in part because changes after Brexit have made it harder for Europeans to work in the UK. But the most pressing issue for many people there right now is the increasing cost of energy. The war in Ukraine has meant natural gas is expected to be in short supply across Europe this winter, driving up the price. In the UK, that anticipated increase is already being passed on to consumers.
The comfort of a cup of tea, that's about to get more expensive.
Millions of people in Britain are braced for energy bills to shoot up this coming winter.
We've not even hit winter yet and people can't afford to pay their bills. I don't know how anyone is going to survive this winter without sitting shivering in their homes.
Last month, the nation's agency that regulates the cost of energy announced it was lifting its existing cap on prices. That means that people's bills could rise by up to 80%. So an annual bill of £1,900 could go up to around £3,500.
This is a real panic here on this issue, because people know this huge increase is coming down the line and they don't know how they're going to pay for it. So there is a real clamor to have some sort of government plan to basically bail out businesses and people who aren't going to be able to digest this bill increase.
People across the UK are talking about the possibility of soaring energy bills. This week, one TV show even ran a competition where the winner could get their energy bills paid for them.
So, how are your energy bills? Are you a bit worried about it all?
Major.
Yeah. Are you?
I've got one of these prepayment meters and it's absolutely murder.
Oh, God.
And what has the UK government done so far to address people's rising energy costs?
So they've already given all households £400 towards their energy bills over the next few months. So there are measures being taken, but the point is that the price rises will just dwarf any of the existing government support. So more needs to be done.
Other European countries have gone further in helping people pay their bills. France placed a firm cap on energy prices, while Germany has announced a plan allocating billions of euros to protect households from rising prices. Without a prime minister in place, the UK had not announced any new plans over the past months, until Tuesday, when Liz Truss made her first speech as leader.
I will deal hands-on with the energy crisis caused by Putin's war. I will take action this week to deal with energy bills, and to secure our future energy supply.
And what exactly is Liz Truss saying she's going to do?
Well, Liz Truss is pledging in the coming days to take immediate action to try and tackle this crisis. People are talking around £100 billion worth of support over the next few months for households and businesses. What people close to her say is that they're currently planning to effectively cap the price of wholesale gas in the UK. And that would bail out businesses and individual households over a certain amount. So it effectively caps the price of energy here.
Based on what you know, will that go far enough to help people?
That's where we have to see the details before we can say for sure. But it's definitely what everyone said needed to happen. What we don't know is exactly what price the cap will be set and how it will be paid for, whether this is government debt, whether this is a loan from energy companies. We don't know the details yet.
So, Max, is a recession in the UK all but inevitable? Or is there something that Liz Truss can actually do to help the UK avoid a recession? In other words, how much of this is actually within her power to fix?
Well, quite a lot of it is within her power to fix. She could, in theory, bail out the nation to such a tune that people feel no impact of these energy price rises, and that could help bring down inflation, and it could also ensure that people keep spending and that a bad recession is avoided. However, the scale of the energy crisis is such that, you know, if she bails out people too much, then the markets will start to wonder how this is being paid for. It'll get increasingly expensive to borrow. And then she'll face a different kind of crisis, which is a markets crisis, as they lose confidence in the government and they lose confidence in the British economy. So it's a very careful balancing act that she has to undertake here, which is to protect people without spooking investors. And that's what everyone's going to be looking at very closely in the next few weeks.
That's all for today, Tuesday, September 6th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Find us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.